Okay. The goal here is not to grasp the full depth of Lag BaOmer. It's a lifelong process to be grasping this the Olam and Nistarim and the worlds that Lag BaOmer give us. So that's not the goal right now. I'm also not deluding ourselves that we can get within 20 minutes the ABCs of Lag BaOmer and really get it down. What I just want to do is I want to lay down very fundamental yesods of what Lag BaOmer stands for, and the rest of our lives, if we care and if we continue, we can build upon these yesods. But it's not only shaykh to Lag BaOmer, it's shaykh to all year round. Specifically, Lag BaOmer is like the catalyst and the headquarters for these ideas. I'm not going to be talking about the history of Lag BaOmer, and there's so much that happened with the Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim and everything like that. I'm not taking that approach. I'm taking more the approach of the idea of tzaddikim, dead tzaddikim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Zohar, and there are basically four items I want to hit. I'll talk about the four items now, and then we'll go in each one. And I think each one of them is a big yesod in terms of understanding this day. One, what is the idea? It's very easy for other chagim to get into. Hanukkah, we understand the miracle, and we have Purim, we understand that. We have a whole Megillah, Pesach, we have. This chag, like, a person would be like, what the heck are they talking about? What do they want from me already? Like, what's so special? I keep on hearing these words, I don't know what you're talking about. So I hope that this is really gives us the fundamentals and yesods of what we're talking about here. Number one, what is the idea of a tzaddik in this world, and what does it do with us? What is wa'ak ma'ak kesher between a tzaddik, the tzaddik, and us? I'm not a tzaddik. I don't know tzaddikim. What is the kesher, and what is the relevance of a tzaddik in this world? That's number one. Further than that, which is a harder question, is, okay, if we understand the idea of tzaddikim, maybe guys move down this way so when people come, we don't have to hold on. Second, what is the inyan of a tzaddik after he's nifter? He's no longer in the world. So let's say you believe in the idea of tzaddikim, which we'll get to in a minute. Okay, you believe it. I buy into the idea of tzaddikim, but he's not here anymore. We're going up to a person who lived 2,000 years ago. Like, he's dead. What does a tzaddik have to do with us anymore? So number one, tzaddikim. Number two, even a harder question, dead tzaddikim. Number three, biprat. What is the inyan of the Rashbi versus all the Tanoim? We don't have a day like this for Rabbi Akiva. They're trying for Rabbi Meir, it's not working. They're trying to Rabbi Yudalai, it's not working as big. Hashem Bar Yochai, we're talking about the greatest gathering, the biggest gathering of Jewish people in the world, in the history, not in the history of the world, but in our days. There is no other bigger gathering. You know what the second biggest gathering is? Huh? No, not in our days.
The Shastin, where they all...
What? Shas? Yes. When they finish Shas. So is that, what is that? How many people is that? How much is the giant stadium? 70,000?
Yeah, but they had also, they did two stadiums. Like, well, they weren't all together, man. It was like 70,000.
You have to be all together. It's not annually. 70,000?
No, it's not annual.
Okay, so we're talking about, you know, up to 400,000. APAC doesn't get over 20,000. And Uman gets close to there. We're talking about it's not for naught.
We can't say the bracha though for the 600,000 Jews. I should get more Jews there.
Yeah. Okay, this is the biggest gathering, and we're gathering around a Tana that lived 2,000 years ago. Ma Kesha. Why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Number four. Why is Lag BaOmer so popular today? Is it just like coincidence? Like happened to be like Lag BaOmer just, you know, gained the popularity? We should just know, with saying that, by the way, in 1904, there's pictures of 1904 people going to Meron, and there's a whole description of that there would be traffic with donkeys going up to Meron. So it's nothing new, but it gained a lot of popularity. It's nothing new, but it gained a lot of popularity. So those are the four inyanim that I really want to go into within the next 15 minutes, very short, but hopefully fundamentals and sodos of Lag BaOmer. So number one. I'm going to skip number one for a certain reason. What is the idea of a tzaddik? We'll get back to it. Number two, what is the idea of a dead tzaddik? Why does a dead tzaddik have any effect? Why should I care that this is a day of a passing of a tzaddik that's not around? So the answer to that is, the Tanya says in Perek Chav Zayin, Tanya was being giving a hesped for his Rebbe, Rav Nachum Mendel Vitebsk, who is about Tanya's Rebbe. One of the early Hasidim, he made Aliyah, one of the hardest conditions of Aliyah. He's buried in Tveria to this day. The Baal Shem Tov told him to go. He went like a really good Hasid, took his whole life. Rav Nachman Vitebsk passed away. So the Baal HaTanya writes in Chav Zayin that a tzaddik, when he dies, he is nifter. Nifter means he's putter. He is putter from the world. He doesn't have to go to bar mitzvahs anymore. He doesn't have to go to the yeshiva dinner anymore. He is putter. He doesn't have to do lists about who's coming in for Shabbos and who's going out for Shabbos. He doesn't have to worry about fundraising. He's putter. His soul now is for everybody. He's not confined to one place. Oh, if you want to go to that tzaddik, you have to travel to this city. No, you don't have to travel there. His spashtus atzadik, the Maharal talks about that. His spashtus atzadik, that the tzadik is all around now. There are no more gvulas and you can access them so easily. And we see this with our own eyes, right? How many people in this room really knew much about Rav Aaron Lichtenstein before he died? And he dies, and like everyone started reading his books and this and that. And then his spashtus atzadik, the Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shlomo Carlbach. So many people, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, someone was telling me today that he used to daven all the time next to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and all he would think about is like, why do I have to wait for him to finish one essay? I want to get out of here already. And if I knew who that person was, and now Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, his spashtus a tzaddik, that when a tzaddik dies, his koch is greater in the world. That's number one. So, oh, he's dead? Ah, but why would the whole idea of Atzmos Yosef, bring up Atzmos Yosef, that everything was b'schus Atzmos Yosef, and they took such good care that they'll bring the bones of Yosef, because a dead tzaddik makes a difference in this world. It makes a big difference. Why did Kalv ben Yefuna visit the Avos to get out of the Atzmos Meraglim? Because dead tzaddikim is a tzaddik, and makes a big difference in this world. So the fact that a tzaddik is dead is even stronger. And after the day he dies is the day Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai called it his chatuna, he called it his chasana, he called it his wedding. Why? Because I'm finally with the Shechina, I'm out of this world, and now I can give with the Shechina to the rest of the people. So the dead tzaddik is a very, very important idea. It's not just like, oh, he's dead. That's how we look at the world. It's a very small, shallow way of looking at the world. Oh, he's dead, he's not around. No, dafka, he's nifter, he's putter, he's all around. Okay, that's number one. Number two. Who is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and why are we so crazy about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai versus what about his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva? What about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? What about Hillel? What about Shammai? Right? Why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? So let's look at the times Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai lived in. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai lived in the time of great persecution. The Romans were persecuting the Jews. They killed his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, and the 10 martyrs, Asaru Gemalchus. People couldn't learn Torah. It was a time of death, of persecution. And in fact, not only that, but 24,000 Talmidim died. And what did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say? This is Shabbos, Daf, Kuf, Lamed, Chet, Amed, Bet. What does he say? That when they said, oh no, Torah is going to be forgotten, look, there are 5 Talmidim left out of 24,000 Talmidim. The Romans are not letting us learn Torah anymore. What are we going to do? V'am Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Shelo Tishtakach. We know Torah is never going to be forgotten. Kilo tishkach mi pizaro, and he quoted a pasuk that from the Torah, from Vizosa, from Azinu, lo tishkach mi pizaro, the Torah will never be forgotten from the children. And we know that the Sofei Tevos, if you look by Meron, kilo tishkach mi pizaro, what are the Sofei Tevos? His father. Who's his father? Yochai. Kilo tishkach mi pizaro, that's his father. The children will never forget the father's Torah. It will never happen. And Rabbi Nachman goes on. Listen to what Rabbi Nachman says. Rabbi Nachman says he wasn't just quoting a pasuk. Ki be'emes b'zeh pasuk b'atzim rizu v'nistar sora zeh shayidei zeh zahar shal Yochai. Shuhu Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai al yedei lo tishkach ator Yisrael. That this pasuk, it wasn't only something that he was quoting. He was this person. He was shalot tishkach mepizaro. It's one thing, one could quote a pasuk. He was that pasuk. He lived that pasuk. What does it mean he lived that pasuk? Because he believed, what was the difference of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? How could Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai saw lightness in the time of total persecution, in times of total death, 24,000 Talmidim? Why was it Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai who stepped up and says, no, shalot tishkach mepizaro? And Rabbi Nachman says that he is that pasuk. Why Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? Because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, all the way till now, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. He gave the Torah. The Torah was a nigla Torah, a revealed Torah. It tells us what to do, what not to do, how to act, what not to, what to eat, what not to eat. Everything is nigla. It's telling us what to do. Now, obviously, there's a big Nistar part, but it was quiet, the Nistar part. Comes with Rishon Bar Yochai, after Moshe Rabbeinu, and he goes into Ma'ara, the opposite of Har Sinai. Har Sinai was on a mountain. It was during the day. Rishon Bar Yochai goes in the greatest time period. He covers himself in sand, up to his neck. Total darkness, in a cave. And he says, we have to bring out the Torah Sanistar. Why? What's the idea of Torah Sanistar? So listen, this is the main point. Torah Sanigla refers to our actions. Are you being good boy, are you being bad, are you good, bad, doing the right thing, doing the wrong thing. That's very important. We have to have guidance in life. Without the Torah, we don't know what to do in this world. How do I serve God? What do you want from me? So Torah is very important. It's the how book. How do you serve God? But under that Torah, and by the way, it's the same Torah. Don't think it's like two different Torahs. It's the same Torah. Just one is looking behind, and one is looking at the words. One is the black letters, one is the white behind it. It's the same Torah. The pnimius is, forget about what to do or what not to do. That's the Eitz Hadas, what to do, what not to do. This is Usher, this is Mutter. The Baal Tanya talks about this in Geras HaKodesh also. This is Mutter to eat, this is Usher to do. And this time of Shabbos is Usher to do. When it's not Shabbos, it's Mutter to do. That's the Eitz Hadas. That's in the world of yes, no, yes, no. And that's the Torah Sanigla. Torah Sanister, Pnimius, is nothing to do with what you do, what you don't do. Torah Sanister is your essence. That your essence is a Jew. You have a neshama, chelik elka mimal mamish, inside of you. You are connected to Hashem, whether you want to keep mitzvahs, whether you don't want to keep mitzvahs. Whether you kept a Shabbos in your life, whether you didn't keep a Shabbos in life. Whether you eat kosher, whether you don't eat kosher. You, by essence, is a Jew. Let me just explain that idea a little bit more. These are two levels of muna. You have, I told this to my shir one time. You have, let's say, a husband. He writes a whole list. Why do I love my wife? Well, she makes good food, she does this, she takes care of the kids. I have a whole list. That's why I love my wife. So that's why he thinks he loves his wife. But what happens? His wife is in Nebuch, a very bad car accident where something happens to her. She gets sick. She doesn't do anything. And the guy's going to the hospital all the time, davening for her, crying over her. He said, do you love your wife? Yes. Why do you love your wife? Let's go through the check boxes. Could you do that? No. So why do you love your wife? You said you loved your wife because she does da 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 da. She doesn't do that anymore. Torah Sanister comes in. Why does he love his wife? Because he is his wife. He is his wife. He stood under the chuppah and he shares a neshama with his wife. This is my essence. It doesn't matter what she does or what she doesn't do. This is my essence. And that's Torah Sanister. It doesn't matter what we do or what we don't do. It doesn't matter if there's Torah being learnt or not Torah being learnt in the Torah Sanister. It is. It is. We are. We are. And that's what Rishon Bar Yochai, that's what Menachem means. He is that Pasuk. What do you mean he is that Pasuk? Because he understands Torah cannot be forgotten. It can't. Oh, because people won't learn Torah? No. We are Torah. We have a neshama elokam mimal mamish inside of us. He looks, he shkaf de penima. He looks inside and says, this is what you are. It's not what you do. This is what you are, and that's Torah Sanister. Torah Sanister is having that emun in Hashem of the essence of the Jew. And that's what Lag BaOmer is. It's an emunah that we have even before Har Sinai, before Kabbalah Satorah. We mekabel this before Har Sinai, that I am, I have a neshama kamimal. And stop judging ourselves. I mean, it's good to judge yourself, it's good to do a cheshbon nefesh, but not if you're going to be, okay, I'm out. Because there's no out. There's no forgotten Torah. There's no, in the world of Pnimi, there's no out. So that's Be'etzem. That's what Rishon Bar Yochai. There's no more do's and there's no more don'ts. It's your etzem. And this is a tzaddik. Can you give me the yom that we did today? And now we get to a tzaddik. A tzaddik, the idea of a tzaddik is not, you have a whole list. Oh, I like him because he does this and this and this and this and he says things and he says kiddush like this. That's not a tzaddik. That may be a rebbe, but it's not a tzaddik. What's a tzaddik? Let me read from today's Yom Yom. Thank you. From today's Yom Yom, which the Lubavitcher Rebbe put together from his father-in-law. He says, this is what a tzaddik is. The Baal Shem Tov says, I want to bring Jews to the point that they will yield the kind of harvest that God's cherished land can yield. A tzaddik goes into a person and he brings out all the greatness that you have inside, even if you're not doing it, and if you're not doing it. If you're doing it and you're not doing it, the tzaddik goes inside and pulls it out of you. As Zalman Shachter Shaloni, I think his name was, a real a real character, real character. He's kind of on the fringe of, he was very close to Shlomo, and then he's in Chabad, very on the fringe of orthodoxy, some spiritual weird, you know, like fringe. And he asked the Rebbe, he goes, what's your main function in the world? So he said, the Rebbe says, he goes, I dig deep into people and let them find themselves. I let people dig deep inside themselves. He goes a little further. He says, psychologists, they dig deep into people to find something. Right? Sigmund Freud. What does he find in man when he digs deep? Disgusting, dirty, perverted person. What does another psychologist find? Oh, you know, he was hurt when he was in this age and this and that. What do I teach a person to? I don't dig deep to find something. I don't have to find something. I teach a person to dig deep. I teach a person to go inside of themselves, and that's what a tzaddik does in this world. Being kashur to a tzaddik means that you're constantly looking inside yourself. You're digging. And the digging, you will find in the Neshama Elokam Emal eventually. It's there, Shiloh Tishkach Mepizaro. It wasn't just a pasuk that Rishon Bar Yochai said. It was Rishon Bar Yochai. And that is the goal of a Rebbe, the goal of a tzaddik, to teach us that there's something greater inside of us, no matter what we're doing, what we're not doing. And to stop judging ourselves in the way of like, I can't do this, I can't do that. It teaches us how to dig deep. To the last question, why today? Why is Lag BaOmer so popular today? So we're in the Kvizu of the Mashiach today. It's a very difficult world, as we all know. It's very difficult to keep focus. There's so many things flung out at us. There's so many tests, nisyonos in the world that our grandparents had. Maybe they had something else, but we're being faced with not apikorsis today, not about the not belief in God today. And I never met like a young apikorsis. You know, they existed. You know, back in the days when they really knew Torah. We just meet about today. Like, I just don't care. I just don't care. Like there's no digging deep whatsoever. There's no depth. There's no I want to be. There's something inside of me. This is the door of Ikvus of the Mashiach. So what happens when we have a day of Lag BaOmer, which calls out to everybody, welcome. Welcome to the world of the inside. You have something inside of you. You have something holy about you. Look inside a little bit. Look inside a little bit. Look at the Shelo Tishkach Mepizaro. It's not just a pasuk, it is the essence. And that, I think, Lag BaOmer, people are holding on to Lag BaOmer today because we're falling off at every other point. That we just can't find the pnimis. When we eat matzah, we can't find the pnimis. When we're sitting in a sukkah, there's so much pnimis, and there's so much secrets, and there's so much going on when we're sitting in a sukkah, but we don't attach to it. Lag BaOmer calls to us, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai calls to every Jew in Lag BaOmer, saying, Shelo Tishkach Mepizaro. No, don't worry about, stop thinking about what you do, what you don't do. Look inside yourself what you have. And that is why I think today, Lag BaOmer is taking so much popularity. It's not just a coincidence. And it's not just that 400,000 people are just stupid idiots to go up to Meiron and spend so much money. I don't think Hashem runs the world like that. And I think it's a problem of Emunah to say, oh, it's just coincidence. It's just stupidity and just get it over. And I think the same people think about Uman. You may not want to go. That's fine. You may not attach to it. That's fine. But to start denying that this is a massive, massive movement, and just to say it just happened by some an 80-year-old Moroccan mamala who decided to go up. This has been going since we were Vadya Bar Tanura, right? We're talking about the Rishonim going up to Meiron. The Arizal was there for 3 days straight. So, but I think today it became such a big thing is because people just want to connect. And we should all be Zohar, whether you're going to Meiron or you're not, to connect first and foremost to ourselves. Not ourselves as, you know, I spoke Lashon Hara yesterday. Oh, you know, I didn't do the right thing. I didn't. Not connecting on that level. Give yourself a break. That is very important. That's called Cheshbon HaNefesh. It has its place. It is very important. And I'm not trying to go run away from that. But to connect to your etzem, your neshama Eloki Mimal. To realize that you're a thinker. You're full of ruach. Where does that come from? When you ever think about your actions, right? When you ever think about yourself, who's thinking right now? Is a cat able to do that? Let me think about what garbage I went to yesterday. Like, that wasn't nice. I went to that guy's garbage yesterday. It wasn't nice. I scratched that kid yesterday. They can't think that because there's nothing outside of them. Right? But we can go outside of ourselves. What is that? What is that? We're doing... That's the neshama. And to connect to to the deepest primus of ourself, the lo tishkach mepizaru in ourselves, that I will never be disconnected. No matter how disconnected I think I am, I will never be disconnected. And we should connect. And then when we start thinking about that, and we're in the olam ha-pnimi, then everybody else around us also, they're also trying to get at the olam ha-pnimi. And all of a sudden we have like this whole tzibur, like dancing crazy together. Everyone's just dancing together. What, you don't even know that person. You don't know the person. We do know these people. I know you very well. You're part of the neshama loki that I'm connected to, that you're connected to, that you're connected to, you're connected to. So it's no coincidence why it became in these days. I don't want to say darkness. It's not fair. The days of apathy, the days of not knowing ourselves, the days of the deepest we can dig is saying a nice thing on Facebook to a friend. This is why Lag BaOmer is waking us up, because we want more. We have more. We want more. We just don't. And Lag BaOmer calls inside of us saying, hello, dig a little bit, dig a little bit, dig a little bit. And Rishon Baruch Hai is with us. And all the tzaddikim are with us because that's what a tzaddik is. And all the dead tzaddikim, because that's what tzaddik is. Shpastus a tzaddik. So I hope this did any little justice to create foundations of these four ideas of Lag BaOmer, and everything the rest of your life to just keep on grow and grow and grow, and to fill in the holes and fill in the holes and fill in the holes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.